Talking Broncos with Mile High Sports' Cody Rourke on the Jim Davis Show.
All right, he writes about the Broncos for Mile High Sports. He also has the very in-depth Locked On Broncos podcast. Cody Rourke joins us. Good morning, Cody. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Always appreciate the time. So, draft last weekend. Just looking at your piece over on Mile High Sports, I think your impressions are very positive about what Sean Payton and George Payton did this last weekend. I know a lot of national pundits are giving the Broncos like a C-, they should have traded down. Why do they draft Bo Nix? Blah, 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 blah. Give us your take on, let's start out with just Bo Nix at 12, on why you like this pick, on why you think Bo Nix is a perfect fit for Sean Payton and what he wants to do offensively.
Yeah, you know, I think a couple days before the draft when you had me on, we really highlighted, you know, why I think Bo Nix would have been the guy, and he obviously ended up being that guy. We obviously got some more background after the draft, but, you know, it kind of goes to what we had talked about. He's an elite-level processor, especially at the college level. He's an athlete. He's smart. He's experienced. He knows, you know, how to play the quarterback position, but I think one of the things that Sean had mentioned to us after they had drafted him was, They handed him 3 days worth of install material, you know, at 5 o'clock, and they said, okay, when we meet tomorrow, like, we're going to go over this. They wanted to see how much he retained. Well, he retained all of it, and, you know, he was able to go up to the whiteboard. They were able to go over the play designs. He was able to call out the protections as to what they were supposed to be, and then they go out and they execute some of the stuff on the field, and that's when Sean knew, like, hey, this is our guy. That, to me, I think speaks volumes as to where, you know, the Broncos need for a young quarterback. Look, he's not your typical young quarterback. He's 24 years old. Obviously, you know, he's a little bit older, so you don't necessarily have to worry about a lot of the maturity issues or concerns that you may run into with a young quarterback. This is a guy who's played a lot of football, you know, at the collegiate level. He's played in the SEC. He's played against the Pac-12. I know a lot of people want to knock on the Pac-12, but look how many Pac-12 players offensively and defensively went in the top part of this year's NFL draft. You know, I think there's a conversation that needs to be had about that. But for Bo, just, you know, he's the guy that can come in and command the offense. And, you know, he can throw the short to intermediate stuff. He's got a pretty good deep ball. I mean, I see a lot of myths and a lot of false narratives out there that he can't throw the deep ball consistently. Well, watch the highlights of him and Troy Franklin together, and you're going to see a lot of that, you know, at Oregon. I mean, I think another thing that stands out to me, you know, he's a guy who does really well on the road. I mean, Jim, 16 touchdowns, 0 interceptions last year on the road as the quarterback, you know, for the Oregon Ducks. You know, only 2 interceptions, 3 interceptions last season. 2 of those came at home. I mean, ideally, and obviously, I just think overall the narratives you're seeing about Bo Nix, that he's a check down artist. Like, it drives me insane because people don't watch these games, and not to be disrespectful, but, you know, it's a lot of people here in the state of Colorado who are CU Buffs fans. They're drinking the Deion Sanders hype and the Shedeur Sanders hype, but they're not, you know, they didn't watch Oregon. They didn't watch Bo Nix. And obviously, Bo Nix and the Ducks humbled them last season. So I think this is a good fit. I think he's going to come in right away. And obviously, there's going to be competition, Jim. But, I mean, the moves that Denver has made tell me that Bo's going to be the day one starter for them.
From you coaching previously and just knowing the game, when you watch Bo Nix break down a defense, take me through that a little bit of what you like about his ability to process, because that's been one of his accuracy. He's the most accurate quarterback in this draft, completion percentage around 70%, but his ability to process and make the right decisions against a defense, kind of speak to that a little bit, because that's something that is off the charts with him.
Yeah, you know, I think you saw a couple of instances last year. I'll go back to the Oregon State game. Oregon State played some cover zero. They played a lot of, you know, cover one there. But ideally, let's say there was one play where they had empty formation. They had 3 receivers to the right side of Bo. They had 2 receivers to the left. And so Bo, obviously, the strength is, you know, you're always going to be looking from your 3 receiver side first for the most part. You know, it's shotgun. He gets the snap. He's looking. They have different concepts. I think number one is running a slant, because I think they put the running back out there as the number one guy, or he's running an angle. He's running a slant. Number two, he's running a corner route. And then number three, he's running a deep post there. And so what happens is, ideally, that first read is going to be that slant coming underneath from the number one receiver who happened to be the running back at that time. Well, Bo, you know, when he got the snap, he sees, okay, there's the inside linebacker. He's cheating over there. If I throw this pass here, my running back's going to get blown up. So he looks to the two receiver side quickly, where he does have a backside cross coming, and he understands, like, okay, they're playing cover one. That corner's playing a little bit off. He's playing a little bit neutral leverage. The in is going to be there, and so he leads it in anticipation and throws it right behind the linebacker, because the linebacker's focused on the running back. Like, he sees 1, 2 to 3 to even his fourth read in some of those situations quickly, and he understands it pre-snap by diagnosing, okay, hey, I know what coverage they're in. Okay, if this guy bites here, this is where I'm going. Like, that is what we talk about an elite-level processor. And even Bo even outlined to us as well when we had the introductory press conference with him on Friday last week. You know, he was asked a question about what is it like to be, what does it look like if you're a great processor? And he says, a lot of it starts with the weekly preparation, and the game plan, understanding the playbook, going up against, your scouting looks. But then more importantly, knowing like, hey, okay, they're in this coverage, down and distance, you understand the situation. Okay, this is where the hot's coming from. This guy's going to be the blitz guy. We have to coordinate our communication to the offensive line so we can protect and pick up against that. And then it's like, all right, hey, here's where I'm going if this isn't there. Like, those are the things that Bo walked us through last week, and I think he does a really good job of it. And I think also another thing, Jim, you look at it, he was one of the least sacked quarterbacks in all of college football in the last, two seasons. I think 10 total sacks taken in 2 years at Oregon. I mean, that is remarkable in and of itself. So he's a guy that gets the ball out of his hands quickly. He understands where to go, and he protects the football, which is another marquee thing that Sean Payton was looking for.
All right, prediction here on May 1st. Is he the Broncos' starting quarterback in 2024?
Yes, easily.
Yeah, I think he has to be. They bring Zach Wilson, and, is he a reclamation project? We'll see. But to me, Bo Nix, his ability to read defenses, like you said, get rid of the football as quickly as he does, takes stress off the offensive line. His maturity started 61 games in FBS between Auburn and Oregon. I just think there's a lot of things that scream he'll be the guy. And think he's going to have success as Denver's quarterback. I really, really do. So they also went out and got Troy Franklin, who caught an awful lot of balls from Bo Nix in his time at Oregon. Alex Forsythe is in the mix. Of course, was drafted by the Broncos previously. He was Bo Nix's center Nix's first year in Oregon. It's kind of looking like Oregon East a little bit, isn't it?
Between Oregon and Texas, I mean, they've really built that roster, and you got some Oklahoma guys there as well, and so the locker room is going to be very fired up next year, I think, when we have those discussions. But, I think for a guy like Troy Franklin, being able to add, a guy he knows and Forsythe, I mean, obviously there's going to be competition, but, I mean, it sounds like Forsythe is going to be the starter at center. I think that's the expectation from Sean Payton. Obviously he's going to have to compete and earn that, but I think they believe he's going to be the guy, or else they wouldn't really ask him too much about his thoughts on Bo Nix. And I can tell you, I've had conversations with Alex last year in the locker room, leading up to those Washington games about Bo and about the team and, throwing it out there like, hey, it'd be cool if he plays. He's like, yeah, absolutely. He's like, he's a great, great leader. He's a great teammate and obviously a great player. So he got some more insight, into that. But I think Troy Franklin is going to be an exciting addition into the mix in the wide receiver room. And look, right now it's Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, Marvin Mims, Josh Reynolds, and now Troy Franklin, really going to headline the top-heavy portion of that team there. I just think that Bo Nix right now, when you talk about receiving talent, and obviously if Greg Dulcich stays healthy, that's another thing that we'll talk about. Lucas Kroll, potentially. I think Denver's got a pretty solid team around a guy like Bo Nix to where he can go in and thrive. Now, I think I've seen some people say, well, he should sit behind Stidham from here. No disrespect to Jarrett Stidham, but what is Bo Nix going to learn from Stidham in the NFL sitting behind him one season? Like, this is not the Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes conversation where Patrick learned for an entire year behind Alex Smith. Denver doesn't have that situation. Denver's not in a position right now that Andy Reid and the Chiefs were in that situation itself. The best way to get Bo going is to get him on the field right away, which I think he's more suited. I mean, obviously on the Pat McAfee show, Bill Belichick and him were talking about how they believe that he's kind of one of the more pro-ready quarterbacks in this year's draft. And I think all signs point that, the way they've built this team, the way they've addressed it in the NFL draft, that Bo is going to be the guy from day one.
Cody Rourke with us today on the Team Sports Network. With the third round, they selected Jonah Ellis, the outside linebacker from Utah. His dad, Luther, played for the Broncos and was also the Broncos chaplain for quite some time. But a little bit maybe on the light in his pants side of things in terms of his weight, but a guy that is, of course, playing in Utah for Kyle Whittingham, tough physical defensive football teams. That's what he always has at Utah. He looks like this is a really good fit. Maybe needs, like you said, put a little bit of extra weight on, but provides a really talented edge prospect coming out of the third round.
Yeah, no, and I think that's something you're going to be getting out of it. Like Sean Payton and them told us, when they drafted Ellis, he said, you should never be afraid to draft at the top of your strength. So ideally, Sean Payton was telling us that they believe the top of their strength is their edge rushers. They're a group of guys that they got with Jonathan Cooper, obviously Baron Browning, Nick Bonito. You factor in Drew Sanders into that mix as well. I don't know how much he's going to factor into that going forward now, but then now you add in Jonah Ellis, who, if you look at Utah, I mean, he's a disruptor, plays with a high motor. He's very relentless in his pursuit after the quarterback, very disciplined as an edge contain guy. In a four-game stretch, he had 8 sacks, if I'm not mistaken, 11 tackles for a loss behind the line of scrimmage, all while playing with a torn labrum in his shoulder that he eventually got repaired. The medicals checked out for him. And, look, he's going to be a guy, I think, that's going to come in, probably play some special teams. But I wouldn't be surprised at this point if he now moves in to where it's going to be Baron Browning, Jonathan Cooper as your two starters, Nick Bonito, and then now Jonah Ellis as that other outside linebacker in that, you know, rotational package there with Bonito. And then you're going to see Drew Sanders move back to inside linebacker, which I think that's what they should do. We didn't get any clarification from Sean or George on that after, you know, in the press conference. But I do think that's going to be the more likely personnel move that we do see here going forward. I mean, he is a guy that, you know, you mentioned you like the upside, you like the athleticism, he's elusive, he's disciplined. Like, that's going to be a really nice combination if it is him and Bonito as that rotational pass rush situation coming in for that defense.
LA Sports Locked On Broncos podcast host Cody Rourke with us today on the Team Sports Network. Outside of Nick Zellis and Franklin, of the other picks, who do you like the most of that group that include Estime and players like that?
Yeah, you know, I like the Chris Abrams Drain pick out of Missouri. I also like the Estime pick. I think the Estime pick, outside of like Bo Nix and Troy Franklin, might be my favorite pick. I mean, that dude is an absolute bowling ball of a running back. I mean, with his size alone, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's 6'2", if I'm not mistaken. 6'2", 220-something pounds. Like, this is a guy, Jim, you know, he gives you an ability to excel in yards after contact. He's played in a system at Notre Dame where he can, I think it translates well to the NFL level, whether it is his own blocking scheme or whether, you know, you do some stretch plays there. I mean, for him, he's going to come in. I think him and Javonte Williams are going to be a 1-2 punch for Sean Payton. And then you're going to factor in maybe some guys like, I think there's going to be competition between Jaleel McLaughlin and obviously Memphis undrafted rookie free agent Blake Watson. I think those two guys are really going to compete. I know how much Sean likes Jaleel, but Blake Watson's also a guy who has a lot of explosive ability to him. You know, I think Jaleel has a larger sample size. When you look at Watson, you know, he used to be a receiver at Old Dominion, and then now he made the transition to the running back room and obviously, you know, played there at Memphis there. I just think that Denver's going to try to build those strengths around it. And Sean had told us as well, the two best allies for helping a young quarterback, or helping any quarterback for that matter, succeed is having a good running game and a good defense. And it seems like that's where Denver's really kind of built up in this draft. But the Estime pick, I tell you what, that one excited me, because I watched him, you know, I turned on one game, what was I think their last game of the season, just randomly, because like, all right, hey, enjoy football, college football while it's on, you know, the playoffs going to be coming up. You have him against Stanford. He runs for over 200 yards and 4 touchdowns. He's explosive. Like, he's not obviously a fast guy, but he's explosive in bursts, right? Short change of direction type of speed, physicality. He's going to offer a lot. And then also pass protection, I think, is going to be a big benefit when he's in the game as well for Sean.
Yeah, 5'11", 227 is what I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah, 5'11". Why did I say 6'2"? Yeah, you know what? I'm 6'2". There we go.
You're close enough, Cody. Close enough. Cody Rourke, My Life Sports, Locked Up Broncos podcast with us on the Team Sports Network. I know you got to get going here, Cody, but to wrap it up, the area you were disappointed in the draft of the Broncos where they didn't address what you thought they should address, what might that be?
Yeah, you know, I felt like maybe safety or maybe tight end. You know, I felt like we would have seen them maybe make a run there. I mean, maybe that opens up the door. I do know that Denver's still interested in potentially re-signing Justin Simmons. He's going to have interest from a couple teams post-NFL draft. The real thing that they're monitoring here is the financial market of the safeties, and obviously those changes we've seen this offseason. The safety position has now kind of become the running back position of the defense when we're talking about value, which is crazy to think it's changed so much in 2 or 3 years. Tight end, you know, like I said, right now you've got Lucas Kroll, you've got Greg Dulcich, you've got Nate Adkins, you've got Adam Trautman. Is that a good enough room? I mean, debatable, right? If Greg Dulcich stays healthy, then I think I'm not as worried about it, right? But that's a big if. Like, we're asking a lot of questions here about that. Lucas Kroll, I think, is going to have a very, very big role inside of the offense this year. I just would have liked him to maybe add a young guy in the draft that, you know, has some upside, has some athleticism. But also, Denver was also in a position where they didn't necessarily have all the capital that they necessarily wanted to make moves. So maybe they are going into it this year with Dulcich, Kroll, Adkins, and Troutman, and then maybe next year we see a heavier emphasis on the NFL draft if Dulcich can't stay healthy or doesn't pan out.
Got one final one for you. With the retirement announcement of Chris Harris Jr., one of the along with Rod Smith, one of the all-time great undrafted players in NFL history, and you mentioned Blake Watson already, a player that they signed as an undrafted player. Mm-hmm. Is there somebody else in this group that you really like that you think could make the roster and have some impact?
I think it's a little harder this year to envision, to be honest with you, Jim, which is, I mean, it's a nice thing. It means that Denver's roster is in a better shape than most people think. I think maybe keeping an eye on Wyoming's offensive tackle, Frank Crum, who's got a lot of starting experience. He might be a guy there that's going to come in and compete with Demontre Jacobs and Alex Palcheski, two guys who were undrafted rookie free agents last year. And then, you know, there is a Utah tight end, Thomas Yasmin, who's, you know, athletic. He's got a rugby background to him. But not a lot of, you know, not a great route runner, but athletic, has some explosiveness to him. We'll see where that transitions. I think my biggest concern is that he only appeared, I think he started in 6 games or 10 total games in 6 years at Utah. I don't like that overall. So it's like you're really banking and hoping that he can turn into something. But those would be three names I keep an eye on outside of Blake, a couple names besides Blake Watson. And then obviously I think the Nebraska cornerback as well. You know, keep an eye on him. Denver's looking to add to that room as well, and he's a young guy that could come in and compete.
Yeah, Omar Brown that started at Northern Iowa and then ended up going to Nebraska.
Quentin Newsome, then Quentin Newsome, I think, is the other one.
So, Cody, I always appreciate it. Thank you so much. Check out his work, milehighsports.com, or go to the go to YouTube and check him out at the Locked On Broncos podcast. Cody Rourke with us today, and I'm sure we'll be talking more down the road. Thanks, Cody.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you guys. As always, go Tigers.
All right. Cody Rourke, My Life Sports, Locked On Broncos podcast. I just think if you're